when life has shut down on you and all your hopes have been burnt up, now you praying for real.
Dr. Tony Evans says the Lord may let us hit bottom so there won't be any place else to look but up.
God knows if he doesn't allow stuff to happen, we'll never do business with him.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Every time we let the devil get the upper hand in our lives, we surrender a little bit of territory that doesn't belong to him. But today, Dr. Evans explains that it's not too late to turn those defeats into victories. Let's join him.
We have locks on our doors and our windows to protect ourselves from theft. We have alarm systems to warn us of uninvited guests because we are concerned about theft. It is also true in the spiritual realm. You ought to be concerned about theft because the Bible says in John 10:10 that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. There is an enemy out there who wants to rip you off. He is the rogue of the universe. Many of us have been robbed. We've been robbed of our peace because we're always in turmoil. We've been robbed of our joy because we're always discouraged. Many have been robbed of their purpose because they don't know why they're here, what they're here for, where they've been, or where they're going. Others have been robbed of their resources because they live in perpetual debt, always struggling to make ends meet. There's a generation of children who've been robbed of their innocence and have been left to raise themselves because father is not there, or perhaps mother might as well not be there. There is theft going on, and the losses have been great and continue to be great. I want to talk about recovering what the enemy has stolen. Because there's probably nobody in this room who hasn't been ripped off of something. That's in the spiritual realm. Now, it may be affecting you in the physical realm, but it really, the ripoff occurred in the spiritual realm. And if you don't get it there, then you're looking in all the wrong places to get your stuff back that has been stolen. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, as the book of 1 Samuel concludes, David is in Philistine territory on the run from Saul. And it says it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day, verse 1 says, the Amalekites had done a raid on Ziklag, overthrew Ziklag, burned it with fire, took captive women, all that was in it, both small and great, carried them off and went their way. There was a raid on their world. Their world got raided. One day, everything's looking fine, and one day, everything's looking like it's going to be okay. The next day there's a raid. And his whole world and that of his men were turned upside down because an enemy snuck in when they weren't looking and stole, it says, all they had, both large and great, and burned it with fire. So what we're talking about is total destruction. Their world is collapsing right in front of their eyes. What they had built up, what they had developed, was now gone. And like any good thief, It was taken a long way away, and they didn't know where to find it. So what we have here is a major theft that occurs. David and his men come back to see that their world had collapsed. Verse 3, was burned with fire. Wives and sons and daughters had been taken captive. And David and the people who were with him lifted their voices and wept until there was no strength in them to cry anymore. Have you ever cried that hard? See, that's a hard cry. You know it's a hard cry when you can't cry anymore. Tear ducts have nothing more to deliver because you have wept till you can't weep anymore, sobbed till you can't sob anymore. Why? Because your world has been burnt up. Your world has collapsed. Your hopes have been destroyed. Your dreams have turned to Nightmare on Elm Street. And everything about where you are right now looks like a disaster. Anybody ever been here where life looks like a disaster area? Now, I'm not talking about where you lose something minor that is easily replaceable. I'm talking about where life has shut down on you. And you cry till you can't cry anymore. Because when you lose everything that matters, life begins to close in on you. And that was David's situation and that of his men. They wept till they couldn't weep anymore. There was no strength left in them. It goes on to say, verse 6, moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him. Now you already can't cry no more. Your tear ducts are already dry. And on top of what the enemy has done, now your friends have turned against you. See, because he's not talking about now the folk who burned the city. He's talking about the folk who were riding with him. When they saw their mess, they had to find somebody to take this. David, if it wasn't for you taking us out of here, we would have been here if the enemy came. Because, see, everybody's been messed up by this situation. And if you don't know who to blame, then you find the closest person to blame. Like when you call me and tell me. Things were in chaos. David has been weeping. He is now discouraged because he's got his own problems. And now the problem of everybody else coming on him, blaming him that the bigger problem existed. Because they were hurting too, it says. They were embittered, each one, because the loss of his sons and his daughters. So this is group pain. This is collective anguish. This is something everybody felt. Tagged on to verse 6 is a very potent line. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Okay, watch this now. He does not have his family anymore. He does not have his stuff anymore. He does not have his home anymore. They've leveled it with fire. The man has virtually nothing. He doesn't even have his friends anymore because they've turned against him. So David is naked and alone. He's by himself. Well, not quite. Because the end of verse 6 says, David strengthened himself in the Lord. The reason why the reflective pronoun himself is used is because there was nobody else to strengthen him. He was out there by himself. And you know when things have gotten bad in your world when it's just you. Because there's nobody to fix it. He strengthened himself in the Lord. And if you really want to understand the book of Psalms, many of the Psalms are simply David strengthening himself in the Lord. As the deer pants after the water brook, Psalm 42, so pants my soul after thee, O God. Soul, why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. He's talking to himself. He's strengthening himself, but he's doing it in the presence of God. Now, look at his psychological makeup right now. David is, it says, distressed. David is down. David has been crying and weeping, but he drug his depression into God's presence. See, a lot of times when we get discouraged because life has been, our lives have been robbed, we allow that to drag us away from God's presence. He said, feelings come with me. Pain come with me. Discouragement come with me. You've been beat down, broke down, beat up, but I'm dragging y'all with me. And we're going into the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to get strength, not from people. See, there's sometimes people can't give you what you need. It says David strengthened himself in the Lord.
Dr. Evans will talk about how we can tap into the Lord's strength the way David did when he comes back in just a moment. First, though, I want to remind you that our special offer on Tony's new book, Pathways, is about to run out. Pathways is a powerful, in-depth study of the book of Esther that'll show you how God is engineering the circumstances of your life to lead you toward your destiny, even when it feels like you've been left on your own. It'll equip you to face life with the confidence that God is doing something bigger than you can see. Requested by tomorrow at tonyevans.org, and it's yours as our thank you gift when you make any donation, no matter the size, to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. When you do, it'll come to you along with all 10 messages in our current series, The Keys to Spiritual Victory. All the details are waiting for you at tonyevans.org. We also have team members in our Resource Center standing by to help you. Just call 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's lesson after this.
Tony Evans, along with Lifeway, present a powerful release at the movies, April 29th and 30th. Who are you called to be? What makes a man strong, good, successful? If you are searching for the answers, then don't miss Kingdom Men Rising. It's an experience wrapped in stories to help you explore life impact. Hear from NFL greats Tony Dungy, Troy Vincent, John Kitna, and Tim Brown, musical artists Lecrae and Kirk Franklin. Join Tony Evans in this unique theatrical experience unlike anything you've ever seen. No more standing on the sidelines. Get up, get going, make your move. Kingdom Men Rising, in theaters nationwide April 29th and 30th. Great for men's groups, women's groups, families, churches, or individuals. Visit TonyEvans.org for more details.
It was just yesterday I was picking up my cordless phone that was in the den. When I pushed the phone on, it went beep, 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 beep. It meant there was no power for me to make the call to the person I needed to call. In other words, the battery had run down. There was no strength in the phone for me to contact somebody that I needed to call. The phone didn't have enough energy to help me to make the link that I needed to make. I took my phone that had run down back to the base. So that now a conversation I couldn't have a minute ago, I could now have because my receiver got strengthened by the bass. See, you need to learn to go to the bass when all the batteries have run out and you have been drained because your life has been ripped off from you. Your hopes have been destroyed. Your dreams. He strengthened himself, it says, in the Lord. And David, verse 8, very critical, inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this band? Shall I overtake them? He inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go after these crooks who have ripped me off? And shall I overtake them? Don't miss that question. He's asking God, shall I go after this person or this group of band of robbers that's ripped us off, and shall I overtake them? Why is he asking that question? I don't want to waste my time. I don't know who they are because we weren't here. I don't know where they are. So I need you to tell me, is it worth my time trying to get back what the enemy has stolen? Because I don't know which way to go. I don't know whether I'm going north or south or east or west, because I don't know who they are. So I need you to tell me what to do in this bad situation. When the enemy has ripped you off and you don't know what to do and you don't know anybody who can tell you what to do, that's because the Lord wants to be the only person who can direct you in the way that you ought to go. It is an opportunity to discover God at a deeper level. You see, when you've been ripped off, you don't pray vague prayers anymore. When you've been ripped off, you don't come talking about, now I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep, and if I die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. That's not what you're praying. Bless me, oh God. See, when life has shut down on you and all your hopes have been burnt up, now you praying for real. Because you're talking about this need, this problem, this situation, this pain, this mess, this discouragement, and what should I do? Because I need something specific now. I need a rhema word. I don't just need to read a book. I don't just need to hear a sermon. I need a rhema word. I need a prophetic word. I need a word that's specific to my mess. See, I'm hurting right now. I'm struggling right now. The point is, when you are hurting, you don't want general, you don't want business as usual. And so you don't do business as usual with God. And God knows if he doesn't allow stuff to happen, we'll never do business with him. We'll stay vague and general and, God is good all the time. All the time God is good. We'll be up there with that general stuff. But when you've been ripped off and life and hope has shut down, it says David now inquired of the Lord, what should I do? Where should I go? Because I don't know which way to go. Anybody in here today don't know which way to go? He goes into God's presence and he hears a word from God. Verse 8, he said to him, God says to David, pursue, for you will surely overtake them and you will surely rescue all. Okay, what's the first word there? Pursue. He waited on the Lord. He inquired of the Lord only to get clarification about what he ought to do. Then he got up, got on his horse, and went to get what the enemy had stolen. God always has a word with your name on it. Now, there is a general word for everybody. You know, the word of God applies to everybody. But the word of God doesn't tell you your word. God has to burn that into your spirit. how you are to act in application of the word in your specific situation. You inquire of the Lord to get not only the general, you inquire of the Lord to get the specific application. If you didn't need to get the specific, you could just read the Bible and stick with the general. The reason why you inquire of the Lord is so the Holy Spirit can burn into your spirit, like burning a CD, what you ought to do. He says, pursue them and you will find them. And you will rescue what you lost. David wants to know, should I go after them? And will I find them? Now that's the question. God says, go after them, you'll find them. I do not know where I'm going. I don't know where they went. I don't know who they are. All I know is my stuff is gone. God rarely gives you all the data up front. God unfolds more information as you move with the information he's given you. In other words, David, if you don't get up, you're not going to get more. A lot of us are sitting waiting for more when we haven't dealt with some. Jesus put it this way, he that hath, more will be given. But he that does not have, that which he has will be taken away. In other words, if you don't use the revelation and the illumination that I give you, more won't be coming. It says pursue. That's your instruction. Pursue. But that's not enough information. Which way am I going? If God only tells you a little bit, then a little bit's all he wants you to know right now. Because he wants you to walk by faith, not sight. He wants you to learn to walk in trust and not because you've seen the end. All the time, people want to know, show me the conclusion. Now, God most often works through the process. How will taking this step lead me to the conclusion that is most often not realized in the Bible? It is in motion that God reveals. And so he gives them some information. But it's specific. Go after them. Many of us watch CNN, and that gives you the big picture. That's the national story. And if you're looking at the weather report, they'll talk about what's happening in various regions. But if you want to know about the weather in your town, that's local news. Because they're going to give you very specific about where you live and very detailed. See, you come to church for national news. See, the sermon is applying to everybody. But you need the Holy Spirit to give you local information about how it applies to where you are, where you're sitting, your circumstances, the situation in which you're living. You need some local news, some news with your name on it.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about how God empowers us to turn past losses into victories. If you'd like to get a copy of this lesson to review on your own or pass along to your church, just visit TonyEvans.org and search on the title, Recovering What the Enemy Has Stolen. But don't forget, if you request it by tomorrow and include a contribution of any size, we'll send it to you as a part of Tony's complete 10-part Keys to Spiritual Victory CD series. It's our thank you gift, along with the book I mentioned earlier, Pathways. Your investment in Tony's ministry is the only way we can continue investing in your spiritual growth through his teaching and resources. So visit TonyEvans.org to make your contribution and request before this special double offer ends tomorrow. While you're there, check out the Bible study package that goes along with the book, including custom content from Tony on DVD and study guides for leaders and group members. That's TonyEvans.org. Or call 1-800-800-3222, where members of our resource team are always ready to help. That's 1-800-800-3222. Tomorrow, more from Dr. Evans on taking back the parts of our lives Satan has stolen, including some thoughts on the connection between the blessings we receive and the blessings we give. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.